He took his control by the Lady Bombers. Gilbert has it now. Gilbert working to her right. Crossover over dribble back to Martin. Picks up her dribble, hands it off to Jackson. Lee's going to dribble to her right, gets into the paint, back to Gilbert. Gilbert skips it to Martin. Martin thought about a three. Now she's going to get into the paint. Gives it to Gilbert. Tip pass to Yates as it was kicked off. The Lady Bombers turn it over, their first turnover of the evening. Mount St. Mary's with the basketball now. Mount St. Mary's, the largest all-girls school in the state. As it's to Smith. We get it inside. Green with the reverse layup. And it's 2-0 Mount St. Mary's. Numbers hard to read on. Uniforms with white numbers and Mary Jackson's with the first travel. They get it back about St. Mary's. 6:45 left in this first quarter. About St. Mary's leading 2-0. We're going to have Gilbert with the field. Gilbert to the right, lost the handle. He's got that hat on. And that's about St. Mary's. Like she's just in a wet spot. Right in front of the opposing scorer's team. We changed our vantage point this evening. We're on top of the arena, not down on the court side. As this is Serena, gets the screen. Gets it back out to Frank. Frank's trying to get inside. Stolen by Yates. Yates picks it up. Gets it on the left. He gets it across the top line. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to feed it inside to Foreman. Tipped away back to Gilbert. Yates has it inside the three-point line. He's up a dribble, gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert gets into the paint. Got it short. And now St. Mary's with the rebound. 2 minutes into the ball game. St. Mary's still leading 2-0. This is Torini. Over to Smith. Smith looking. Over to Altoff. Altoff, little 10-footer. Left it short. It's an air ball. We have a whistle with a lot of bounds left touch by the Lady Bombers. They're saying it's tip. And the Bells will have it underneath. From the left lane line, this is Smith throwing it in. Smith will get it into Wilcox. Wilcox now to Alvar. Alvar to the left. Picks up a dribble, kicks it out. 3-pointer on the way from Trudy. Smith. They're swarming the rebound. Trying to get it to Martin. He was tipped away. The Lady Bombers will have it in front of the Lady Bombers head. St. Mary's led by head coach Lauren Moore, the graduate of St. Mary's, class of 2008. As Gilbert has it now, volleyball in the circles, now to the right, slowly walking over. This leads on to St. Mary's as they get to Martin. Martin went by 2 bells and she turns it over. Now St. Mary's heading the other way. They kick it over to the right corner to Carini. Carini looking inside. Gets it to France in the face. Gets it pivot feet. Almost looking for her travel every single time. And Lady Bombers have it back. Full court pressure now by the Bells. Gilbert gets through it. Ahead he is. Mitch Woodward to the right. Gets it to Foreman. Well, hit by Shaolin in the log. Missed the first shot at the offensive rebound. She put it home. They corner the Lady Bombers on the board. We're 4:50 left in this first period. 2-2 our score. As Martin comes up with the field, going to her right with the right hand, off the window, right hand, way up, won't go. Martin's going to rebound it. Gets it back to Martin, right back off the window. It's good. Emily Martin stuck with it. It's the layup. Foreman was there, gave it right back to Martin. And Lady Bombers have the lead. Kareem now. He gets it to the right window. Kennedy. That's Todd, gets it into the paint. Green now. That's a Smith, excuse me, that was Smith, not Todd. They finally get it inside the hall. That's off is wide open. And wait for it, it's terrible. Lady Bombers will get it back. So we're going to call a foul on Catherine Altoff. It's her first foul. As Emily Payne from the Lady Bombers gives Leah Jackson a breather. Gilbert skipped ahead to Foreman. Foreman skipped back to Gibbs. And they're going to whistle him for a travel. Didn't look like she moved. This was thought otherwise.
And Mount St. Mary's will get it back.
Halfway through this first period, Lady Bombers leading 4-2. Shot out away from Serena. She got it to go higher. She's shot. So that was Smith in here. The number's very difficult to see on the bell. And it's 4-4 now. Martin with it. Out on the right side. Now she gets it between the circles. Gives it back to the left side. Into Foreman at the nailhead. Kicks it out. Payne, three-pointer on the way. Hit the right side of the backboard. Went right to Foreman. Offensive rebound. Kicked up. Wouldn't go. And Mount St. Mary's on the run. They get it ahead. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a blocking foul. They're going to give it to Emma Martin. Looks like she beat her to the spot. Let the ball be placed underneath. Lee Martin's first stop. First goal, Lady Bombers. As the inbound pass is sent to this year's Wilcox. Wilcox going to a right, kicks it to the corner. Frank. Frank now gets the screen from Althoff. Frank picks up the dribble on the right wing. Leaves it inside. Try to get it to Perini. She did. It almost tipped away. Perini picks up the dribble in the right corner. Gives it back out to Althoff. Althoff's going to go on the deck with Foreman on her. Now she has Yates on her, too. Met by a double team. Althoff lost the handle. Got it to Franks. Franks, they skip it to the corner. Perini feeds it inside. As that is Althoff. Missed the shot. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Lady Bombers come up with it. Gilbert pushing ahead. Down to her right. Crossover dribble. Dribbling into the paint. Lost the handle of it. It'll go out of bounds. Another turnover for the Lady Bombers. Fourth turnover on the road for the Lady Bombers. And we'll have a whistle and a timeout. Del Lunder wants to talk about it, not liking all these turnovers early on. 2:42 left in the first period. We're tied at 4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Here at Panther Arena on the campus of Cabot High School. About 20 minutes east of Little Rock. This is day two of the Cabot Pre-Holiday Invitational Tournament. This is the semifinals. The winner of this game will face the host team, the Cabot Lady Panthers. And will take place, I believe, at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. You can find the bracket in front of me. Yes, it will be 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The loser of this game will play at 1 o'clock. Also here in Classic Hits 101.7. As it's been to Althoff. Althoff, there's a whistle. Both officials have it on the top of the bridge. We got talking travel. And Lady Bombers will get it back. Martin has it now, walking it up the floor. 2:20 remaining in this first period. 4-4 our score. Gilbert, back to Foreman, over to Gilbert. As they find a lob pass, it got tipped up in the air, hit the bottom of the rim, and that's another turnover for the Lady Bombers, their fifth. 2 minutes left in this first period. Lady Bombers currently tied 4-4. As they drive inside, Smith, 16-footer high up and shot won't go. Martin the rebound. Martin pushing ahead. A couple crossover dribbles. Gets into the paint. Gilbert has it now. Puts it on the deck. Off the window. Gilbert off the glass. Gets it to go. Lady Bombers has the lead once again. Smith with it. Over to Althoff. Althoff trying to get it inside. Threw it away. Lady Bombers got it caught. The fourth turnover for the Bells. Gilbert taking instructions from the sideline on what to run from Del Leonard. Gilbert to her right. Trying to attack this 2-3 zone. Get to Martin in the corner. Screen from Foreman. Another screen from Foreman. Foreman posting up hard. Now Martin's going to center the ball and get it to Yates at the nail head. He's going to put it on the deck. Contact. Picks up a dribble. He's going to Gilbert, back in the race. He has one dribble off. Lady Bombers came for wanting a foul. Let them get one. A minute remaining in this first quarter. Lady Bombers leading 6-4. But they came off to Smith. Here's back to Spencer and Althoff. Althoff, jab step, gets through the corner. Gets to Arini. Arini's going to put on the deck, guarded by Martin. Gets him in the paint. Gets it Althoff. Power dribble inside. Met by, that is. Althoff hits the bucket. Three different scores so far for the Mount St. Mary's Bells, and it looks like the Lady Bombers will hold for the final shot. Gilbert has it centered about a foot inside the court circle. Down to 17 on the clock. Gilbert just intends to hold it. Down to 10 seconds, down to 9, down to 8. Now she's going to go. Goes to the right, gives it a pain in the corner. Pain looking, down to 3. Gilbert drives into the paint. This is the former lost the handle on the end of the corner. We'll take a short little break, bring you the second quarter. You're listening to Lady Bobber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.